Frank Riggs is touting that 6 years in Congress in the 1990s, coupled with what he learned running a nonprofit organization that helps charter schools. But Riggs is a relative unknown in Arizona, and he has to get attention in a field that includes some elected officials like Secretary of State Ken Bennett and Treasurer Doug Ducey. So Riggs is starting off with a blast at them for staying silent while Governor Jeb Bruer used what he called smoke and mirrors and mortgaging off state buildings to balance the budget. And that's not all.
I wouldn't want to be in a position to try to explain why I remained silent when the current governor and her administration were embracing Obamacare and Medicaid expansion.
Riggs is not entirely new to Arizona politics. After moving here in 2002, he actually toyed with the idea of running against incumbent Democratic Governor Janet Napolitano. But that campaign evaporated after Riggs realized the state constitution requires candidates to have been a resident for at least 5 years. His entry into this year's fray brings the number of GOP candidates now to 8. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.